हुकुममाला स्तोत्र वर्स 21 पार्ट 3 पूर्तविदय सर्वं हुतं भस्मानि। सो कुलशेखर महाराज इन दिस वर्स इज डिस्क्राइबिंग हाउ इन द एब्सेंस ऑफ द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम्स एंड स्पेशली द रिमेंबरेंस ऑफ कृष्णा दैट रिजल्ट्स फ्रॉम दिस चैंटिंग इन द एब्सेंस ऑफ सच रिमेंबरेंस ऑल एक्टिविटीज even activities that are normally considered religious and pious are ultimately futile. So he is giving the example of doing one's prescribed duties is like offering ashes in fire. If one offers an oblation into ashes instead of on fire, then that is of no use. So when one offers oblations into the sacred fire, which is a manifestation of Lord Vishnu, then that enables one to satisfy the universal controllers by that and get material piety, material fruits in terms of material prosperity, and also go at least at a gradual level closer to Krishna, closer to Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. But he's saying that if one is not remembering Krishna, then it is hutam bhasmani. Actually, it brings no attraction to the Supreme Lord in any way. It does not lead to any tangible spiritual advancement. And that is why we have the example of the sages in Naimisharanya who are praying to Lord, praying to Shukadev Goswami, telling him it's our good fortune that you have come and you are going to speak Krishna Katha to us, to Suta Goswami rather. And they are saying that till now we have been performing these yajnas for a long time, but we have got nothing except burnt eyes by this, black and burnt eyes. And it is by your presence that we hope that now we will get a tangible result. So all religious activities are actually futile if they do not ultimately lead us towards Krishna. And the Bhagavatam also speaks the same thing, that without remembrance of Krishna, shrama eva hi kevalam, without increase in our attraction to Krishna, whatever we do is shrama eva hi kevalam, it is simply a waste of time. So now, can this principle be applied even to our chanting? Will our chanting also be a waste of time if we are not remembering Krishna? Chanting is not just a pious activity, it is a devotional activity. And so when devotional activity is done without devotional consciousness, that doesn't reduce to punya in the material sense, that actually becomes Ajnata Sukruti, which gradually gets us towards Krishna, unknowing pious grades. But the rate at which we will move towards Krishna will be extremely slow, and it may take many lifetimes for a person to eventually come to Krishna. Therefore, the much more safer and recommended way is to actually consciously cultivate remembrance of Krishna. And cultivating that remembrance is not too difficult if one simply tries to do so in a intense and intelligent way. So every day when we chant the holy names, if we try to cultivate this remembrance that actually without my remembrance of Krishna, I am underselling myself. I am actually cheating myself of getting what I could have got much, much better, much, much more. So therefore, if I don't want that to happen, let me absorb myself in the chanting of the holy names with attention and with devotion. Just as if oblations are put in fire, the oblations blaze, the fire blazes forward. Similarly, if there is remembrance of Krishna and then the devotional activity like chanting is performed, then that will cause the remembrance to increase much more. It will cause the devotion in our heart to blaze forward, and that will burn away all the anarthas, and that will enable us to become steady and happy in our devotional service. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.